Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. And I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you'll share these in your social media because I know they'd be a blessing to so many people. And folks have asked me, so, you know, where do you come up with the topics and how do you record these? What do you do? And the answer is I share with you meditation that I have worked through myself. And so every time I share with you a meditation and the prayer process and the time to listen to God, that is an outpouring of what I've already experienced in my own personal life. And most of these I record in my office at home, honestly. I have a Rode mic and my iPad, and I record these, and then I record the weekday podcasts at our studio at Sugar Hill Church. All right, so let's get started today with the recognition that through adversity, the divine often teaches us the most important and significant items in life, things like integrity and honesty, humility and compassion, kindness, holiness, grace. And we get to see in the midst of adversity that sin is not worth the consequences. Like, for example, once you get caught in a lie, you realize it isn't worth it to stray away from the truth because it always costs you more than you think it's going to cost. But as we're freed from a sinful way of a lie, then we can provide for our own needs. We'll begin to be more Christ-like and we'll be more Christianly and act more like Jesus himself. You see, our battle, I believe, is first won or lost in the secret places of our will in God's presence. Not in front of the world, not out there. I know we've seen people have a great adversity in a public platform, but I believe the battle in the midst of adversity happens when we are alone. The Spirit of God, I believe, grabs hold of us and we are compelled to get alone with the divine and fight the battle with him and before him. And until we do this, I think we lose every time. I believe that the challenge and the adversity might take a minute and it might take 5 years, but it will depend greatly on me, not God. We know he will deliver in his perfect timing. I've said this for a long time, and I don't remember who I heard it from, but I thought it was brilliant at the time years ago, and that is that God is not really concerned about time. God is always concerned about timing. And so the adversity that we experience, he uses that, and we wrestle with it alone before God, and then we resolve that when we trust him to work through us and do all that he plans to do in adversity, both for our good and for his glory. And so I really do believe that we need to be cautious where we don't just unintentionally step in and say, well, you know, I think I'll wait until I get into difficult times and then I'll put God to the test. I mean, we know that's kind of silly. Then that's not what we're looking to do. We're looking to trust God in a Christian life that allows him to do his highest work and our best for his glory. And so in this time of whatever adversity you may be facing, let's stop for a minute and enter into a season of meditation with some deep breath. I encourage you, find a place of quietude, find a place of solitude, and allow breath to be as though it's a door that separates the noise, the anxiety, and the frustration of the world. And we step away from that and step into the quietude and the wonder of walking into, as if you're walking into God's den. I know when I'd walk into my pop's house in Florida, it had a smell. And my pop had his favorite chair. And as a boy, I couldn't wait to run up to the chair and jump into my pop's lap. And some of the greatest times of my life, I remember hanging out with my pop. And so I always see my conversation and my meditation with God as being is that I've closed the door behind me and I've run into God's den and it has a smell and a feel that I'm comfortable with. And I hop up into God's favorite chair and we have this discussion. So let's draw our breath now. Let's take two deep breaths and then let that oxygen send to the place where your heart is broken, where your soul is weary, and where your mind might be tortured right now. And let's send that breath to that. You ready? And force it out. With every time you force that breath out, force out just every anxiety and frustration and fear that you have. Let's draw another breath now. And I want to invite you today to ensure that you are after what God wants in the season of your adversity, and that is that we are growing in the likeness of Jesus and His confidence. You see, through all of the adversity you face, God the Father builds our reliance on Him. I mean, did Jesus ever doubt God? Well, of course not. He is God. But hardships, challenges, adversity are afforded to us for the purpose of kind of sifting out all of our uncertainties, our misgivings about God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, he says this, "In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." In other words, through all of your adversity, your faith in God and your confidence in God is made certain. You are absolutely pressed into the need to stop relying on anything but the Lord. Friend, listen, if your adversity has you in the corner where there's nowhere to turn but to God, you are in the best place possible. So today, I invite you, let's start this time of prayer by offering to the Lord two things you're grateful for right now. Lord, today, right now, I am grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then come to the Lord and offer Him your entire resolute heart that's full of submission. God, I want to hand over all of my anxiety. I want to hand over all of my frustration. I want to hand over my anger. I want to hand over my adversity. And I want you to build my confidence in you by walking me through this and not around it. So take a minute. Bring before the Lord that adversity. He knows what it is. Go ahead and speak specifically of it. If you're angry, be angry. If you're happy, be happy. If you're timid, be timid. But bring it before the Lord and allow Him to build your confidence. Go ahead and let this be your prayer. God, would you build my confidence and trust and faith as I follow you today? Here's what I invite you to do. This is a little different than most of our weekday meditations, but I want to invite you to say out loud with me 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. So I'm going to read it one time, then we'll come back and you say it out loud with me. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." All right, you ready? "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Friend, listen, the Lord gives meaning to our adversity when we can turn it around and use it to serve others and to serve Him in the moments He places before us. And now let's finish this time, and I want to give you 75 seconds to literally stop and in quietude and in solitude listen to the nudge and the proddings of God as we listen for His voice and we listen for His peace and His direction in our life this day. And I'll be back in 75 seconds. and I'm back, and let us close this time, and let me pray for you. Lord God, for every person participating and listening right now to this weekday meditation, Lord, as the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, would you comfort each of them in their affliction and in their adversity, so that they might be able to comfort those who are in any other affliction or adversity. With your comfort, as you have comforted them, would you give them confidence, confidence that is more like Christ and his confidence that he had in you, Father, and let them walk in his confidence, not just theirs, as you comfort them and you bless them in this season of meditation. Lord, we pray that, knowing you hear us and answer us, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow for day 4 of adversity in our weekday meditation. Bye now.